When was the time your kids made you feel like a bad parent? Or when were your parents bad parents? That's what we talked about this morning. Some good stories from all of us. It's amazing that we all made it. You know, it's amazing that we're all alive today.
Barely.
I still love you, Mom and Dad.
we're your Eclipse headquarters today.
Kind of.
Somewhat.
Well, we learned a little bit about the Eclipse. And toothbrush to clean the toilet.
Boy,
there's a lot. We covered a lot of ground today, man. You're going to hear it all right now in the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
I'm not taking your name. That's what we had on Friday when we talked to Victoria. She was going to tell her fiance over the weekend, I'm not taking your name when we get married in a couple of months. Ooh. She didn't know how that was going to go, but she had a unique name. His name was Yawn. And so we're going to find out today how it went. We got Victoria back on the phone. Victoria, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm not great.
Honey.
I made him dinner. I thought it'd be really nice to, like, bring up some news like this. And around, like, the second glass of wine, I told him, like, how I feel. And he was not happy. I could see how uncomfortable he looked, and like he didn't seem like he like didn't want to upset me either, but he told me, he was like, no, like, you know what, this is important to me, like, I'm the only son, I'm the last son, and so I want my wife to take my last name. And he kind of just like told me he needed time to think about it, and he kind of left and took a walk for a little while. So it was just,
And you guys really haven't
uncomfortable.
And you guys haven't brought this up since then, right? There's been no real hard hitting conversations.
No, yeah, nothing.
I've
kind of been doing our own thing, so yeah.
I have to commend you both so much. First of all, for you being honest with him. And I know you guys are getting married, you said, in a couple months, but for him to take space, you giving him that space, I think that's the hardest, but the best thing that you're doing right now. I wish I could give you both a hug, because it sounds like he loves and respects you a lot, and he's going to take time to really think about this and weigh out both of your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what
doesn't feel like that right now, but
right. Well, what's next? Yeah. I mean, this is, you're kind of just sitting here in limbo now. What do you think is going to happen next?
I don't know. I mean, I hope he could understand how I feel, you know? It's like a weird, like, place to be. Like,
Have you, since that conversation, have you kind of thought differently? Like, do you feel like maybe you could take his last name or hyphenate it? Or do you still feel strongly that you're going to keep your last name?
I mean, I'm feeling kind of, you know, shitty right now. But I mean, I still want to keep my name, though. I still feel super strong about it. And I don't know. That's why this is so hard.
And I got to tell you, girl, this is going to be one of the first of marriage is very tough. And it's a series of compromises. And I think this is just kind of like your first mountain gearing up to it. And I really hope that you guys can work through it, because this sounds like it's both important. You know, it's important to both of you.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
Well, one last thing I have. If you guys have kids, is that going to be the conversation of whose last name they get? I know I'm throwing another big old wrench in the plans, but.
I mean, yeah, like, that is going to have to be another big conversation. Oof. We're going to have. But, that's why this one is so hard right now, because, it's going to be what that. It's going to be the answer to what that's going to be, too. So,
but you told us his name. It's super generic. There's a million of them out there. Who cares? Just because it's not his bloodline, that name lives on. It's one of the most generic names ever. You told us last week.
True.
The name goes on forever. But, all right, so here's what we're going to do, Victoria. Since you're kind of in a state of limbo right now, we got to get closure on this. So would you mind if we called you back in just a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And just see how you're doing? Make sure everything's okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we have all your information. We'll give you a call in a couple of weeks and see if you can come back on the air with us and let us know how this went, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Have your kids ever done anything to make you feel like a really bad parent? 320-656-9453. And I don't know. You guys can tell me. You guys can be the judge. But my son came up to me the other day, just yesterday, and said, "Dad, could we please start going to church?"
Oh.
Now, he's 13 years old, right? And I was like, what a bad father am I? I'm supposed to be the spiritual leader of my family, right?
Yeah,
hold on. Man, I haven't been to church since I was like 22 years old.
My gosh.
I'm taking a little break.
Do you ever do like the big ones or like Easter and Christmas? Like,
it's been a long time, Chelsea. It's been a long time.
You're not a bad parent. Like compared to what my dad did when I was a kid, you're a saint.
Well, my parents were bad too, but what do you remember about your dad where you're like, that's kind of a bad parent right there?
So when I was younger, I played a lot of baseball. And right. I would travel a lot. And my dad loved to party. And so he would, and he doesn't like people. So he would go sit out in like left field. And he would
like
drink.
In a lawn chair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In a lawn chair by himself. And he'd have like this big thermos. You know the ones that you get at the gas station? Like right. He'd have one of those filled with whatever he was drinking. And he'd be suntanning out in left field. And I played left.
Did everybody know that was your dad?
Not at first. Because they would be like, you see that naked guy out in left field? I'd be like, yeah, that guy's such a loser. And then I'd come up to bat. And they'd be like, come on, Brian, let's go. Hit it out of the park.
I'm
like,
come on, son.
And they're like, how's that homeless guy know you out there? I was like, that's my dad.
From my many charity works.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised
dude.
They even let him like go like that.
I mean, it wasn't really that sanctioned of tournaments, obviously.
What did he have in his big mug? Like a cocktail or something?
I wish I knew. It had to have been a cocktail because mom always drove home from the tournaments.
Uh-oh.
So he had something.
What about you, Chelsea? Was there ever a time when you're like, man, these are kind of bad parents?
Oh, dude. I did catch the belt one time.
Okay, that happened.
It was my fault, though. And then my mom forgot me at school one time in the middle of winter.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, my brother was going to bring home those rats, you know, for they feed one junk food, they feed the other one like healthy stuff. So we're going to bring home that rat. So I was going to ride home with him, right, instead of taking the bus. I waved to every single bus. My bus was the last one to leave. I was telling teachers, no, she's coming. Finally, the principal was the last person to leave. And he's like, it's been 2 hours.
The empty parking lot is the worst feeling.
We got let out at 3:15. It was 5:15. He called my mom. She's like,
in the winter.
Yeah, I was sitting in a snowbank.
Hey, your daughter Chelsea has got frostbite outside.
She rolled
Chelsea's
up.
Out there making her own fort. Like, who's that weirdo up front digging a hole?
I was actually having a good time. But
yeah,
then
of course you were.
But I put on the crocodile tears when she came and I was like, Mom, you forgot me.
Yeah. Did you get a treat?
To this day. Oh yeah. I think we did go to McDonald's, get a Happy Meal or whatever on the way home.
So when were your parents bad parents, or when did you feel like a bad parent? I'm saying I felt like a bad parent because my son had to ask me if we go to church.
So are you going to go to church or what's the
gameplay? I'm going to try, man. Because now I'll feel really bad this Sunday if I don't.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to go to church and you're going to choose, and they're all going to look at you and you're going to be like, yeah, we're not going back here, son.
No, it's not like that.
I'm so inconsistent too because I'll be like, all right, we're going to start praying before dinner and we'll do it like twice and then I totally forget. I'm just like, golly, man. But anyways, let's see. Rebecca texted in. I was the oldest, making me their guinea pig. Rules for punishments I almost never applied to my younger siblings. I'm still mad about it at 26.
She's got a point.
Oh, no, that was Rachel, not Rebecca. She's still mad at 26 about the way she was treated by her parents.
You have to.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, hold on. Grudges.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on 1 second. We got people calling in on this one. So, and we got someone saying that the music that their kids like makes them feel like they're a bad parent. That can be a tough one. I know people, like, I try and listen, not so much now that my kids are teenagers, but I always try to listen to the clean versions of songs. And
I've come to grips that when my kids are old enough to hear music, they're listening to what I listen to. You're going to get all of it.
It's tough, though, because I listen to some pretty raw stuff.
Let them rip, man.
My dad, I convinced him to buy me the Marshall Mathers.
The Marshall Mathers LP?
LP.
That's a gangster one.
It said explicit. I'm like, Dad, could you buy me the CD? And he didn't even look twice at it until I started playing it in my room.
How old were you?
I think he was ready to bust on the door. I don't know, 14.
Okay.
15. Cleaning out my closet.
Old enough, though, yeah.
He's like, what is that?
All right, we got a lot of calls and a lot of texts coming in on this one. When was a time that either your parents were being bad parents or your kids made you feel like you were being a bad parent? When was a time that you felt like you were a bad parent? We got calls and texts coming in. 320-656-9453. I was saying it because my son had to ask me if we could finally go to church. He just went, I didn't do it on my own, so now he has to be the spiritual leader of our family. I felt like a bad dad this weekend, too. He had a friend stay over.
Yeah.
And when my kids' friends stay over, I pull out all the stops. I want them to feel like they're at a bed and breakfast. So I did pancakes, bacon, eggs, all that stuff. And I wanted to give my son's friend warm syrup.
Okay.
but the only vessel I could think to put it in was a shot glass.
Classy, dude.
Was it at least like washed out before you gave it?
It was washed out. Good. There was no booze in it. And it didn't really look like a shot glass. It was more like one of those measuring shot glasses for making drinks.
Why didn't you just microwave the bottle of syrup?
Because you're not supposed to microwave plastic, dude.
They literally make bottles for microwaving syrup.
Yeah, they even have a little microwave on the front.
I don't trust it. I don't trust plastic in the microwave, and this is not my child. I can't be poisoning him when he's over.
Like, hey, your house, your rules, man.
He got warm syrup in a shot glass for his pancakes. At least I warmed the syrup up, though.
That's super nice of you.
That's pretty baller, if you ask me. All right, so you say you're not sure if this makes you a bad parent or not?
But it definitely makes me question my choices in life. My five-year-old knows the words to "We Will Rock You" by Queen.
Great All parent.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no bad words in there, is there?
I don't know, but it just kind of makes me question my parenting choices in life that my five-year-old has that song memorized.
It'd be different if your five-year-old was singing. It'd be different if your five-year-old was singing "Shotty Got Low, Low, Low."
I'm just seeing her kid like flexing to the other kids on the playground singing this "We Will Rock You."
My mom bought me Prince 1999 when I was like 6-7 years old, and there was so much sexual content on there, and it was just like, now I go back and listen to 1999, I'm like, this is filthy smut that my mom had me listening to back then.
Start a petition, Kelly.
So I think "We Will Rock You" is yeah, you're a cool parent.
You're
That's
okay.
awesome.
I was singing Salt and Pepper. Yeah, you're all right, Mom.
Thanks
for the call. Did we get any texts in on this, or did no one text in this morning? Doesn't look like we got many texts on this.
One person texted in saying, my mom and dad used to take the door off of my bedroom door.
My dad did that to us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we used to have one house phone, and my dad would talk to his dad every single night, but they were both hammered, so the conversations would go on for like 90 minutes to 2 hours, and you know, we wanted to call our sixth grade crush.
You have to.
So we would hang up the phone, like, you know, super noisy, so he could tell that we were trying. Oh, we'd pick it up and go, ugh, and then hang it back up. Lord. So one time he's like, all right, fine. You guys get no privacy now. You won't give me privacy, you get no privacy. Boom, door off the hinges.
One of my best friends in high school, he was just a pain to his dad. And one day his dad, I think I've told this story before, his dad went outside while we were just hanging out inside, took all the tires off of his car, put them on blocks, and then hid the tires. So he calls me up one day. He goes, hey, can you give me a ride to school? I was like, you have a car? Why don't? He goes, I don't have any tires on my car. I go pick it up. It looks like he got robbed. It's in his own driveway.
Speaking of that, Janet Miller just texted in. She accidentally bought her grandkids' Grand Theft Auto.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
That's a racy game.
I like Jenna's text. My five-year-old sings Hotel Room Service.
You got to.
We at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
I used to sing that for birthday parties at the Holiday Inn, not thinking anything.
I don't know about any Pitbull songs for a youngster of five.
I'm pretty sure my parents bought me any type of video game because they just didn't know. Yeah. Like, oh, can I get Call of Duty? What is it? It's just a military game. Oh, it's good for them.
It's good to serve our country.
Patriotic. He's patriotic.
They see me running around using an AK-47.
Yeah. All right, we got someone sitting on hold says they felt like a bad parent. What happened?
So when my daughter was still an infant, like just a couple months old, my spouse at the time and I were just got home from the grocery store, and I had my arms full and I brought in groceries. He's like, I'm going to park the car. And I thought he was going to grab the kid, and I put away groceries, and then I'm like, where's the baby?
Oh, no.
The baby was still in the car.
Oh,
yeah,
my
God. Yeah, she was in the car for about 10 minutes is all, but it was like June, so she came in, and she was all hot and sweaty, and I'm like, oh, my poor baby.
Oh, man.
There's commercials for that now. Check the back seat.
It's funny because they'll always say, like, put your phone in the back seat so you don't forget your kid. It's like, so you can remember your phone but not your kid?
Excuse me, you're sitting on my phone. Can you please move?
And I had my arms full of groceries. He thought I went back out to get her, and he, you know, it was just miscommunication, got all the groceries put away, and then went, oh, no.
It happens. So it was a new baby.
That was my bad parent moment.
Yeah.
But today is also my 8-year-old's 8th birthday today.
Oh, what's his name?
I wanted to see if I could just do it. Her name is Hannah.
Hannah?
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Turning 8 today. That's awesome. What a fun day this is going to be.
And it's not the one that you left in the backseat of your car.
No.
Okay.
No. That was actually my 12-year-old, so it's been about 12 years ago that happened.
Okay. Yay. Well, your kids are lucky to be 8 and 12 with this kind of parenting.
For 12 years, anyway.
Thank you guys so much for the calls and texts on this one. Oh, this one says anonymous, please. We got to read that one before we go any further.
All right.
Don't read the name on that one.
My parents disciplined me by making me be their sober driver.
Oh, I plan on doing that.
I'd have to sit there and wait for them to be done having a good time, then haul them home. Girl, that was all me growing up.
I plan on doing that with my kids when they get older.
I had to do that when my parents were both hammered at a Police concert. My dad was cheering. During the set change, he was like, to the Police. They were playing AC/DC on the speakers. My dad's like, kick it! Yeah! I'm like, dude, that's the speakers. Like, they're doing a set change right now.
That's an iPod, Dad.
That's a long drive home.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Hazen, North Dakota, population 2,200. Hazen, North Dakota is home to sisters Krista and Kendra, who make up the country music duo Tiger Lily Gold, with songs like I Try to Ring On, Shoot Tequila, and Move On. Those are some big names for a town that only covers 1.4 square miles, but that's why Hazen, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
Do you think people act differently during a full moon?
100%.
I've never believed in this theory because the moon is always the same size. It doesn't matter how much of it is lit up. It's always the same size.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it is. It is 100% always the same size.
But it affects you differently.
How?
When it's a full moon, it affects the water, it affects the tides, it affects all that good stuff.
Well, they're saying that because of this eclipse that's going to happen at noon today, which we won't be able to see anywhere across the Midwest, I don't think.
True.
It's like heavy clouds everywhere.
Rain.
But down south, and I think up through Louisiana and Indiana and all that area, they're going to see the total eclipse of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the whole thing.
Body
and they're
style.
saying that people are, they're seeing a spike in crime. They're seeing a spike in just like nuisance calls that police are getting.
Yes,
nuisance
because they can see outside now. There's basically the night sun,
right.
The moon.
Now it very well could be. People say like, you know, my friend who was a bouncer would be like, yeah, when the full moon is out, people would act absolutely crazy in that time. So I don't know. There could be something to it, but I'm always like, how does that happen? Because it's the same moon all the time.
I'm not buying it at all.
Now, but what do you think about this, that people are acting a fool along the path of the eclipse?
I think they're just following the eclipse.
I was telling you, I have a friend who lives in Killeen, Texas, where they're going to get the full coverage, whatever. And he said there's like 100,000 extra people in the town this weekend just to watch an eclipse. That's probably why they're seeing like a spike in crime, because there's all these extra people in the town. It has nothing to do with the moon.
And it's going to be, okay, so it's going to start at 12:06 down in Eagle Pass, Texas, and then it'll be all done by 1:27 p.m.
Right. All these people travel across the country to see it. I don't get it. I mean, to each their own.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not in on that lifestyle choice.
But we got someone on hold says that they absolutely think that people act different during a full moon, and she says she has proof. What happened?
So there was a guy way back then that I was like really into. He was really sweet. He had the look. Oh my gosh. One night he asked me to come out for a full moon for a date. I was so excited. I was stoked. My dad didn't even care. He's like, you can use our yard, because we had 5 acres a yard. And he brought like a blanket and everything. It was a nice little picnic. And then next thing you know, he started howling at the moon and started talking about, oh, I'm a wolf dog. And I was like, I can't do this.
So what did you do when this guy's howling at the moon? Like, what was your next course of action?
I kind of just looked at him and I was like, I was stunned for a second. And then he said his whole thing and I was like, it's getting pretty late. I think I need to go back to the house.
So did you just have him take you home after that then, or what did you do?
We got back to the house, and it was really awkward because he said he needed a ride home, and the whole time we were quiet, and he went to, like, I'll see you at school tomorrow, love, and I was like, I don't think I can do this. I'm sorry.
Wolf boy needed to take the city bus to get to where he needed to go.
I also like how he thinks, I'll see you tomorrow at school. Like nothing just happened.
And he was just like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he started leaving, like, random notes in my locker, and I was like, this is really, really awkward. So I literally went to my principal. I was like, I need to switch classes and stuff.
Dang. You had to uproot your entire schedule because of Wolf Boy?
Wolf Boy.
Jordan Show.
Not sure how many of you watched the CMT Awards last night, but Jelly Roll once again hit the stage with all kinds of power and authority.
So good, man.
So he won I'm not sure how many awards he won y todos altogether, but I know that he won Video of the Year and Male Video of the Year.
Correct.
Is that all he did was the two awards?
And he also scooped up Performance of the Year for Need a Favor.
Okay.
So mathematically, that's three awards.
Yes. If we're all doing the math correctly. But this is his, and I love a good Jelly Roll acceptance speech.
Oh, yeah.
This is when he won for Video of the Year. And the second one I'm going to play you is even better than this one, though.
I want to thank Country Radio. I want to thank everybody who had anything to do with this. John Loba, I love you. I love you so much. My beautiful wife, Miss Bunny D. Ford. I am blessed to have you as a best friend. I am blessed to have you as a partner. You find beauty in broken things, and I love you. I'm fixing to come back out on this stage and set it on fire. It's going down. Gail King, I'm going to be a little late in the morning because we're going to party, Austin. Let's go.
That dude makes you want to run through a brick wall every time he talks.
His story is just so amazing.
Some people don't have the right voice, too, to get loud like that. Sometimes they start to scream and it just gets real shrill and nasty.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll's got it. Now, this one right here, man, I absolutely love this. Now, this is when he won for Male Video of the Year, and he was talking about second chances.
It's important that I stand up here tonight and represent those that are looking for second chances. The kids back in the Metro Davidson County Juvenile Detention Facility, the kids down here in the Austin Juvenile Detention Facility are watching this tonight. I'm cheering y'all boys on. You can be this guy. You can change. You can turn it around. I promise you can, baby. I once heard a man say that you don't change until the pain to remain the same is greater than the pain it takes to change, and that's what it takes. I love you, Texas.
Damn.
This dude could convince me to eat vegetables my entire life just by the way he speaks.
He is incredible.
He needs to get healthy, though, because I worry that he's like on that level of overweight where it worries me when I see him. And we cannot lose this guy. We need this guy in country radio for a long time.
He is working on running a 5K.
Right. I saw that. Yeah.
He just got new teeth put in. The dude's working on it.
He's getting there, man. He's
hopefully, there. Man. But I love a good Jelly Roll speech, man. To me, there's nothing better out there.
Yeah. He just needs to speak for everybody.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. No matter who wins the award, he's like, this one's for Lady Wilson. You should be up here, but I'm up here too.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Jelly Roll, my kid graduated sixth grade. Nothing harder than sixth grade when you have to do long division.
Dude. I got A pluses all through. Wait, no, that wouldn't make any sense.
That guy's been locked up in prison three different times. He turned his life around.
I was locked up in prison after the sixth grade. And now I can do multiplication.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
It's crazy because people are losing their minds over this eclipse. I mean, like you were talking earlier, Chelsea, like 300 couples are getting married during the eclipse.
Hundreds of thousands are flocking to the path of totality. Yeah. I got my nerd glasses on for this.
There's like a flight that you can take that'll follow the path of the eclipse, which I don't get. Again, I don't get how that works. You're not going to be able to see it.
Everyone's saying nursing homes are about to go crazy today.
Yeah, so it's really wild. But I think we need to talk about something that has been not quite paid enough attention to with this eclipse.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Now, this song right here is by Bonnie Tyler, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this song originally was going to go to Meat Loaf. And now when you hear the song, it sounds like
a Meat Loaf song.
Right.
Oh, man.
But here's the thing. Meatloaf said, I think this song would be way better coming from a woman. And he said, I have the perfect one. Now, Bonnie Tyler had a song called It's a Heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Yes. You might remember that one.
Oh, did it sound like that?
That's my best imitation. I can do it for on such short notice.
So rough.
So she hated this song and hated this song her entire career. She absolutely hated Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yeah.
Even after Meatloaf is like, here.
Because she said it didn't make any sense to her. Like, the song made absolutely no sense to her, and she thought it made her look pathetic. But it turns out it becomes her biggest hit, and now because of the eclipse that's coming up, obviously everyone wants to stream the song, right? People are downloading it, streaming it, watching it on YouTube. Well, the video has now crossed 1 billion views on YouTube.
Ooh, jeez,
which is a pretty rare club to be able to get into. And it also has made her, and they're just guessing that this, seeing the spike in her sales, that it's made her about $1.47 million, this one song, because of the total eclipse coming.
That's absurd. I heard absurd. If you start this song at 1227 down right? in Texas and you play it, I think it's only about 7 seconds off
really?
From when the moon will get into the path and then when it migrates out.
That would be pretty neat.
Brian's just looking at me.
I'm just trying to listen to the song.
See if we can hear.
That sounds like Meatloaf. Like, I would think that's a female Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening to that whole thing.
Ma, Meatloaf.
It's pretty interesting, though. It's pretty interesting, a song that she absolutely hated made her career.
You ever heard of...
Especially today.
You ever heard what Oasis does, the band? They will never play Wonderwall in concert.
Because they hate it so much?
Because the lead singer hates it so much, and he hates that so many people request it when he's on stage. He wants to play other music.
Do you know who...
You
guys know who Steve Earle is, right? Copperhead yeah. Road.
Yep.
So I saw him. We had him at a radio station event one time that we were doing. And I said, man, every wedding I play in Texas, I'd had to play Copperhead Road, right?
100%.
And he's like, I hate that song so much. he was like, that song is nothing what I'm like anymore. He's like, but I was like, but it's probably your biggest hit. He was like, yeah, it's my biggest hit, but I absolutely hate it.
I wonder if there's what every artist's song, like, they hate singing now.
Oh, man, I bet Billy Joel probably hates doing Piano Man, you know?
It's still making you money.
Yeah, but...
He's so old playing it every single night for 40 years.
You would get sick of playing it.
I'm sick of hearing it sometimes.
But Bonnie Tyler, she made herself a little cha-ching off of this total eclipse, so good for her. Now, you maybe didn't find this interesting, and it wasn't really even about the eclipse, but I found all this super interesting about this.
Headquarters are headquartering.
And I'll have another one for you tomorrow. As long as the world doesn't end today during the eclipse, I'll have another one hot and ready for you. We don't know.
We'll still have to be at work tomorrow somehow.
Mm-hmm. Tell everyone that the world has ended.
And sometimes I'm the only one that finds these interesting, and that's okay, because I'm all right with saying that. Maybe it's just me. Welcome to the bonus track. It's our first break of the morning that we tack on the end of the podcast. The hell did we talk about this morning? Anybody remember? It must have been great content if none of us can remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, I watched WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. Oh, that's right. We talked about wrestling and old school wrestlers.
So good. CMTs. Yeah. Oh, I lost my voice at Dan and Shay.
Chelsea cried at wrestling.
I did. Cody Rhodes, man.
You'll hear it all right now. It's the bonus track. There's a reason why we tack it on the end of the podcast. Well, here we go. Chelsea, Brian, and Kelly, we are all here this morning, ready to do it. I hope that you are enjoying this wet weather. I actually saw that in our area, in our little broadcast area, that our rain deficit is actually gone for the year now. Like, we're caught back up.
Really?
Because of all the snow we got and all the rain we got.
We now have a lake in our backyard.
All right. Waterfront property. Sell that bad boy today. Get that thing on the market.
Except for my dogs always want to cruise. We don't have any grass either. So they just go straight, full bore. Ugh. Into the muck, the mud, the lake, and then they find some field.
Oh, gross. And then you have to clean them every time they come in?
I do. Ugh. I got those little microfiber, like, towels and the mats and everything, but I have to, like, Swiffer every day. But you know what? Whatever.
Yeah. We'll get there. That's your kids.
Hey, that's the price you pay for living on the lake.
Mm-hmm. It's not all water skiing and volleyball.
Gosh. Again, who signs that contract? That's unbelievable.
It's a puddle.
Bigger than the lake at my house.
Chelsea, you went and saw Dan and Shay over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
How was that show?
Same at the Trouble, baby. It was so good. Haley Witters was out there. There was Ben Rutters, who is not country, but he went out and they all got put on their cowboy hats and they said that they would never do anything cheesy to try to manipulate the audience to win them over. And then he did Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and
Fishing in the Dark.
Everybody was up on their feeds.
All right. Ben Rector? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Nice.
I mean, and they had a saxophone, and then there was Dan and Shay, who almost broke up like a few years ago. Then they reunited. Shay's got some pipes on him. Oh, my gosh. And they came out right away with Same of the Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I went a little too hard, as you can hear my voice. I gave it about 75%, and I was like, oh.
On the first song.
On the first song.
You went ham just in round one.
I really did. And they were amazing.
Good.
So good.
Sold out show?
It was.
All right.
And then there's Chris Stapleton and Lainey Wilson the next night, but I couldn't do back-to-back.
No.
No. No.
Getting too old for that stuff.
That's too much.
Brian Riley, I saw that you watched WrestleMania over the weekend.
Yeah, you had to. It was on Peacock, man. Two nights of it, back-to-back.
Was it pay-per-view?
If you have Peacock,
which I do,
yeah. Like you actually pay for a subscription.
When did WrestleMania become a 2-day event?
It had to have been the last few years.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was like 4 hours on a Sunday.
That's the, I prefer it that way.
Yeah, that's 2 days is too much.
It's like, I thought today was, yesterday was going to start earlier. So I met up with a buddy and I was like, hey, what time does this thing start? He's like, 6. I'm like, oh, jeez.
That's an all day.
I was like, I gotta go to bed in like an hour and a half after that. There's no way. Well, I still went over there and watched it. So I'm a little groggy today. I'm not going to lie. But
that's all right.
It was electric. There's chairs. There's beatdowns of people. And rumor has it, next year, it's supposed to be Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about dropping some cash, going to
do it, it, man.
That's going to be, they like lowest price of tickets were like $500.
Jeez.
Way up in the bleeds. So
my gosh.
Yeah. So if the boss is listening, well, whatever Chelsea gets, can I get that so I can afford
just
WrestleMania?
Just borrow it from her. She's
we
got that.
I should. Go. We watched both nights. It was insane, and I cried.
I can't. You cried.
I cried at the finale. It was so amazing with Cody Rhodes coming back. It was The Rock. It was John Cena. I heard Undertaker's music. Undertaker showed up.
No, but why'd you cry?
Because after Cody won, if he finished his story, his mom came into the ring. His father-in-law, who was battling cancer, was able to make it to his fight, and he took down the bloodline. And it was like,
hey, so when they wrote in the script, Cody wins this one.
Which is funny because his wife, when she hugged and kissed him, everybody was losing their minds. And she was just like, yeah, I already know that you're going to win. Like,
right. She knew what was happening.
Look on her face.
Wrestling is too much for me now. Like, I was an 80s kid, you know, so like when it was Mean Gene Okerlund.
And they didn't have that fourth
Hulk
wall.
Hogan, right. Like, Hulk Hogan was, it was just, it was cool, man. And now it's too much for me. I look, hats off to people. It's soap operas for men. I get it. But
hold up.
It's,
Brian, when, because Prime was one of the biggest sponsors.
Yeah,
tonight.
That was unbelievable.
There was one of the dudes was dressed up as the Prime bottle, the Prime like hydration station.
Okay.
And then he took off the costume and body slammed somebody from behind. But they were going through barricades, Brian, you know.
Yeah, he got thrown through a table. I mean, it was pretty cool. I won't lie. Getting thrown through a table would always be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the crying part, I saw. How did you cry at WrestleMania?
It was just at the end.
There's no Cody, crying in
Cody,
wrestling.
Cody hugging his mama. I mean, they beat him down. They threw him around in the audience.
I want to do a contest to see what Chelsea doesn't cry to. Like, I want to put just random things on and see if she cries.
Hey, and I'm a crier.
Yeah.
You know this. I can't imagine ever crying at WrestleMania. I don't know, though, when Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant back in the 80s, I might have cried.
He's a real hero.
I think that was 1991, actually. I maybe got choked up when Hulk Hogan did that, because they were buddies, you know?
Yeah.
But they were put in this match against each other. Even they couldn't avoid it, and he had to do it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I know I definitely get goosebumps when I still see that footage, though.
WrestleMania.
And you can on Peacock. You can watch all of them. You can throw it back.
All the wrestlings on? To the 80s?
You can watch all of them.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that.
You can relive your childhood.
I never, ever watch Peacock.
Kelly, you can learn a new fighting, couple bar fighting moves from back in the day.
A flying suplex?
You can really toughen yourself up for the next few weeks when summer comes rolling around.
Wait, put people in a full Nelson?
You looking at my boat? Better knock it off.
Oh, God. I went to look at another boat this weekend. It was a disaster. I'm not even going to get into it. It was a two-hour drive for absolutely no reason.
Was that the one that you were talking about getting for the longest time?
No, this was a different one. And it seemed too good to be true, and it was. And it was a two-hour drive there, a two-hour drive home. My poor son, I'm putting him through the ringer trying to find this. It was terrible.
Was Mr. Magoo the guy you're going to meet?
No.
We got a text from Julie. She's got a boat for you.
Does she?
Well, I mean, you can look at it.
All right.
I appreciate everybody helping Kelly out.
I know. I like this being a charity case. It feels good.
Maybe you'll get a boat for free at this point. You just keep begging like this. Keep groveling. Someone's going to be like, you know what, Kelly, here, just have mine. Take it.
We'll build you one. Dalton just texted in. I cried at WrestleMania last night, too.
All right.
Cody winning was incredible. That's two.
Dalton, that's a weird name for a woman.
Ooh.
Hey.
Did I get him, Brian?
Got him.
Envious of the stronger sex, all right?
Huh? All right, let's do some history. The joke was, Chelsea, that it's clearly a dude, but he cried, so I was calling him a woman,
I know,
understand?
And I flipped it.
Oh.
Okay. Like WrestleMania style.
I didn't get that part.
I didn't get that. All right, okay.
<Missed it. laughs>
Good, nice. All right, here we go. Some history today. It was on this day, all the way back in 1973.
The stories about Picasso are almost as famous as his art. One of his fans in Paris asked him to draw a doodle on a piece of paper. Picasso then said, "That will be $30,000. What?" the fan replied. "That only took 5 seconds. No, Picasso said. that took a lifetime.
Oh.
Wow.
He died. It's always weird to me that Picasso lived in the 1900s. Like, I always think he's like from the 1800s or the 1700s. But
such a sad man.
Picasso?
Did he rip off his ear?
Was he the cut off his ear guy?
Did. He went through all these different mood era. Like, his blue era, too, was really sad. Really moving stuff.
I love the line, though. No, that didn't take 5 seconds. That took a lifetime. That's what they tell you in, like, sales training. Like, if you're selling, like, if I'm selling my DJ services, and they're like, well, it's only a five-hour day.
Oh, I hate that.
But it's like, yeah, but I've put in 30 years of learning how to do this.
Is that what your tagline says?
Yep.
When people go hire Kelly
Jordan
Experience?
It's not 5 hours. It's 30 years.
30 years of greatness.
Yeah, I'll pass. That's too long. It's too long for me.
I can't afford you for 30 years.
How many Bruno Mars songs can you play for 30 years?
A lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, he could.
A lot. It was on this day in 1986. Whoops. Nope. That's not what happened. Nope. That was a song. It was on this day in 1986.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California. I didn't know that he was in politics. I had no idea that he did that.
I'd like Clint.
You think so? I have no idea what he stands for. I had nothing.
He stands for, you know, act right, man.
All right. Kelly, I'm going to...
Go ahead, continue.
No, I didn't have anything to say.
I was going
to
say, we need to start checking our facts. Max texted in saying Van Gogh was the artist that we were talking about.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
We're on an absolute heater this morning.
Well, I mean, if you're coming here for fine art talk, you got the wrong crowd.
And I took one class in it, too. I should know better.
You should have. Dang it, Chelsea.
Anyone that's going to pay attention in class, it's you, Chelsea.
Now we look dumb. All right, it was on this day in 2019.
Come on, stop teasing me. I'm a good cook. Remember that sausage and lima bean casserole I made? I called it my Sunday surprise.
We called it our Monday surprise.
I love Aunt Becky.
I was still getting surprised on Tuesday.
Lori Loughlin and her husband were charged with money laundering and conspiring to commit fraud for bribing officials with $500,000 in order to get their daughters into USC.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
I watched that documentary. That was brutal.
And that went on for a long time,
Aunt
man.
Aunt Becky, come on.
Yeah. And then I only got one birthday for you guys today, and I don't even know if you guys are going to know who this is, but we'll do it anyway. Celebrating a birthday today. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, the original.
That was the clip that I was supposed to guess?
Well, I was falling behind this morning.
You had a car horn and go, guess this guy.
Okay.
Hey, that's a car.
I'll say, text in 320-656-9453. Would you know what this car horn was immediately? I would have known that in 1 second.
But you said it's this guy's birthday and then played a car horn. How am I supposed to guess the guy with a car horn?
Because it was John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah, I should have known. Dang. Unbelievable.
Forget you, man. How old is John Schneider? He had like a little country music career, too, for a while.
Brian, you go first.
He's 106. I have no idea. I don't even know. Is it the car? Are we talking the car or the guy? Yeah, see?
He is 106 years old?
No.
Oh. I was right.
Chelsea, how old is John Schneider? Look, there was no birthdays today, all right? And I wanted to do at least one.
I'm gonna go 91.
64.
Oh,
dang.
John Schneider, the ripe old age of 64.
See, people knew the car. Did anyone actually know how old John Schneider was?
Deb texting in General Lee. Lisa, Dukes of Hazzard.
It's not John Schneider. It doesn't matter.
Okay, if I would have played a clip of one of his country songs that got to like number 78 on the charts, would you have known that?
I would have guessed younger than 106.
I don't think so. Not the kind of country he did.
106.